Alrighty, again, Merry Christmas. If you have a Bible with you, turn with me. This will be our last sermon on the Christmas Advent sermon series. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 16. Believe it or not, this is a Christmas text, and I'll try to tie it, hopefully, as we go throughout the sermon. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 17. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 17. And if you could all rise, and all night, if you're able to rise, for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 17. This is God's Word to us this morning. Matthew 16, 13. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let me pray one more time. Again, online children, again, please bow your heads just for a few seconds and let's go to the Lord and ask for God's help. Father in heaven, oh Lord, Help us to see more and more of Jesus. That as 2021, new year, we're embarking on new year. That our passion for Jesus will grow and increase. Fervor in knowing Christ. Passionate about building the kingdom of Christ. Sold out for the sake of the glory of Christ. Oh Lord, help us. Forgive us, oh Lord. Often we have given lip service to you. We sing with our lips and our hearts are often so far, far from. Oh Lord, I pray that you would change our hearts with a passion that your people should have. Not passion for this world, things of this world, but passion for the very thing that we need in our lives, our hearts, to be filled with the glory and the knowledge of your Son. It's all about your Son this Christmas. And so, O Lord, I pray that you would convict us now by your word. Please do not leave us to ourselves. May you now exalt Jesus, the Son of the living God, the Messiah, the Anointed One. May we see him just like Simon professed and saw. Gave his life. Oh Lord, help us now. Be our teacher. Reveal to us now through your Spirit. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ. Amen. Again, we've been looking at Jesus the greatest gift that God gave to this world, wrapped in plain brown paper. Even though when we're doing the gift exchange, English gift exchange, some people actually took literally and wrapped some paper, the gifts in plain brown paper. So you're definitely paying attention. And so not only does this humility of the Son of God, Jesus, is confusing people in this world currently now, the truth about Jesus, millions of people. But he also confused many people in Jesus' day. And in this text, he says that. Jesus has been doing a lot of ministry, a lot of miracles. And Jesus asked, even his disciples, close companions, who do you say that I am? People are confused about this Jesus wrapped in plain brown paper. If Jesus came into this church to worship with us this morning and sat in one of the pews, most of us would write him off as nobody important. Another newcomer. Nothing special here. But if Joe Biden or Donald Trump walked into this church and sat in one of the pews, the news media, this place will be packed, I'm sure. People waiting outside to get into this church. I would imagine. Yet, if Jesus walked in here, he would make the news headlines or the front page of the newspaper or blowing up social media. You just see who came to Rochester Chinese Christian Church in Penfield, New York? Joe Biden, Donald Trump. No, if Jesus walked in to this church, it would be business as usual. Just another Christmas service. There are three things that is needed to see past this plain brown paper and to see the truth about Jesus. Just like Peter confessed who Jesus is. The three things. Let me list them for you. I'm going to go one by one, try to unpack each one for us. These are three things that's needed to see Jesus past the brown plain wrapper and see Jesus as he really is. God, the Son of God. I mean, we sang that song, right? Where's that song? The last song that we sang. Newborn King, where is that? Can't find it. Far left.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, here it goes. The one who made the stars is born in Bethlehem. The one who made the stars, the Son of God, is now with us in flesh and blood. He's not just an ordinary man. As Sam says, he's not just a good teacher or one of the prophets, a servant of God. He is the Son of the living God, the anointed one. And these are the three things that you need to see past the humility, past the flesh, and see the Son of God in the flesh, the King of Kings promised, Messiah, the living God, that will make a person that maybe you admire, maybe as a music artist that you love listening to, or music group, and they came here and you'd be in awe of how your jaw would drop that they would come to this place. A professional athlete, some of you Buffalo Bill fans, the quarterback, they're doing well this season. I hope they make the playoffs and win my team, the Washington Redskins, are not doing too well this year. And so, or an actor or actress that you admire, again, where if they were here, your jaw would drop because you don't know what to do, can't speak, you stutter, you're talking to them. They're high above in society. To see Jesus and the truth about who Jesus is will make those people that we so admire, so love, make them look like nobodies. Number one, faith. Number two, the Word of God. And number three, the Spirit of God. All these three things that you would need to see the truth about who this Jesus is wrapped in plain brown paper. And at the end, I want to conclude, those who saw past that in Matthew chapter 2, they worshipped Him. They worshipped this baby Jesus. Incredible. What about you? Do you see Jesus as He is? Number one, faith. Faith, let me give you the first definition first. There's going to be a slide, give you a full study. I'm not going to take each one and try to unpack each verse. And here's the definition. This is how I got it. The four verses in all the Bible that give you this sort of a definition. Faith is walking in the light of God's world. Say that one more time. Faith is walking, living in the light of God's spiritual world. Romans chapter 10, 17. James chapter 2, 14 to 17. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. And I'm going to add more there. That's faith. Faith is light shining, the heaven's light shining in us so that we could see, not with these eyes, not with the naked eyes, not with the physical eyes. No, we are blind spiritually. Yeah, we have these eyes to see the physical world, but we're blind to the spiritual world, the world of God. And with faith, when you have faith, it shines light past the flesh of Jesus. He looks like a nobody. He looks like a regular man, another person. Past the flesh and see who this Jesus really is. The Son of the living God, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Creator of the universe. And you will see and know that He is indeed the greatest treasure wrapped in plain brown paper. More precious than all the riches or any people in this world. He's a creator, and we are the created. There's an infinite distance between those two things. 2 Corinthians. Karen, you ready? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. 2 Corinthians, look what it says. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The preceding verse actually says, the God of this world. God of this world says, just Satan is trying to hide the glory of Christ. You don't see. Satan is doing overtime to your kids all the time, to us, so we don't see the truth about who Christ is. He's trying to blind us. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. But God, before this, says we are dead in trespasses and sin, talking spiritually here. Someone who was alive in the flesh could be dead spiritually. in darkness spiritually. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, made us alive. The dead is resurrected from the grave. Light has come in to make us alive. The power. And He says, by grace you have been saved. And then when you keep reading, what is it? It is through faith. Through faith. This light. And its light has power to resurrect the dead from the grave. Everyone watching and you guys, what is Christianity to you? What is being a Christian to you? People watching online, what is being a Christian to you? The minimum? What it means to be a Christian or Christianity? The least you can do and still go to heaven. Is that what Christianity is? Is that what being a Christian means? Is Christianity just attending Sunday service 1 hour a week and maybe say a prayer before you eat? Is that what Christianity is? Is that what Christianity is to you? Should you do more than that? Well, no, not really. Not interested. I got more important things to do in my life. I have priorities, Pastor Young. Is that what Christianity is to you? Isn't Christianity a desperate attempt to get a hold of Jesus and to know Him more and more? Isn't that Christianity? You know what that means to be a Christian? Isn't Christianity the passion and the love and the fervor in a Christian's heart for Christ? Those who have faith are driven. They're driven by their great need in their souls. That they can't live without Him anymore. More and more of Him. I want to know Him and the power of His resurrection. Isn't that Christianity? Online, isn't that Christianity? That what being a Christian means? I wouldn't count someone as a Christian who just does the bare minimum so that they can have His name written in heaven. That is not Christianity. Christianity is faith driving us to do whatever it takes, whatever it costs. Because faith helps us to see the truth about Jesus, this treasure. Look what He says in Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, Ken. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. Remember we talked about in the church sermon series? Like the kingdom of heaven. It's not just a place. This is where Christ is seated on the throne. The reason heaven is a glorious place because Christ is there. God is there, the living God. That's why you want to, why you want to go there. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found it, covered it up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys up. You know, this is not like go bankrupt, be poor. No, this man through faith sees that having Christ
is worth far more than all the riches in this world. He sees that. Man sees that.
This is not like a negative trade. This is a positive trade. This is not
stupid.
To see Jesus like that. That is what Christianity is. Faith is living and walking in that light. To see Jesus in that light. That's Christianity. Number two, the Word of God. Look at what it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. The Son in the flesh, Jesus in the flesh, is the what? Is the living Word. This right here is the Son, the written Word. I have devoted most of my life, I would say, when I saw the truth about the Old Testament being about this Jesus wrapped in plain brown paper. Underneath the surface of a 3/4 of our Bible is a description of who this Jesus is. The Old Testament is not just sprinkles of prophecies here and there. No. The whole Old Testament, every book, every chapter, Christ is filled in those pages. This treasure who is the Son of God, wrapped in plain brown paper. Both Old Testament and New Testament is about Jesus. And I want to know Him. I've devoted my life, for 15 years of my life in ministry, to study day after day. Because it's worth it. Isn't Jesus worth it? To know Him more every day, to search the Scriptures, to know this treasure. All the things that the Lord has taught me, I take very little credit for it. All the things that the Lord has taught me through His Word about who this Jesus is, I would not trade it for $1 million. If I had millions of dollars, and if I could know more of Christ, I would trade it in a heartbeat. He's that precious. He's that precious. Yes, He takes some effort. Yes, He takes some discipline. But those who see by faith who this Jesus is, it's worth it. Not a waste of time. Remember, my testimony, right? I used to pretty much think Jesus was pretty boring. And I know people say He's exciting, Son of God, Jesus in the flesh, for years. All right, I guess so. Very little looking into the Bible to know Jesus. I want to know other things. Tennis. To know tennis, get better at tennis. Excited me. Basketball. Excited me. Great. In school. That's what drove me with a passion. Spiritual things. Jesus. So little. Significant. There is someone who does not see. Yeah, just look at the Bible and they miss the point of the Bible. And I have learned over the
the years again that this book, our Bible, is a precious book about Jesus. Increasing our knowledge of this who this Christ is. And his patience.
You know, the next two sermons, every year, before the new year comes, are going to be Word of God and prayer. To get us, not just give time to it, to the Bible, but look for Christ. To teach you guys how to go beyond the surface and find the precious rock of Christ. The Word of God. Faith and the Word of God. And number three, again, look at verse 17. And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. The world doesn't reveal this to you. The news media doesn't reveal this to you. The social media, not really. But my Father who is in heaven, through his Spirit, he was God through his Spirit, to help Peter to see the truth. Many people said nothing, they couldn't see the truth about Jesus. And God, through his Spirit, gave the truth to Peter, and he professed." Look at what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 10 through 11. "These things, the spiritual truths, God has revealed it to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. The Spirit knows the mind of God, the truth about the Son. For who knows a person's thought except the spirit of that person, which is in him?" In other words, who really knows you? Well, you know yourself. I don't really know you. You know what I mean? I mean, I might know a little bit about you. Tell me about you, hang out with you. But the truth about you is the spirit of you. The justness, the samness. "So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the very Spirit of God." The Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity, God Himself, shines the light, grants you faith to see the truth through His Word. You need all this, all three. Faith, a gift that God gives. You don't muster it up. You know, a lot of people think faith is, I believe in Jesus. It's a passion that they muster up. Well, the problem with that is, sometimes your conviction is strong at times, you know? And other days, not very strong. Depending on the circumstances of our lives, back and forth. It doesn't originate in your strength. It originates from heaven, from God's hand. And gives it to you. A light shining in your lives. Through the Spirit of God. Not only Peter, but perhaps many of you see the truth past and beyond the plain brown paper. What do you see, everyone here? When we say the word Jesus, who is Jesus to you? Just another person? A prophet? Teacher? A servant of God, of course, yeah. You are taught well at church. But do you see the Son of God, the living God, the Messiah, Himself? Just like the treasure hidden in a field. Look at the reaction of this famous passage, this Christmas passage in Matthew chapter 2. A long passage, but look at what these people saw. It's incredible. God has given these people faith through the Word of God by the Spirit of God. And let me read it for you. And let me try to explain exactly what they saw in Jesus, His precious gift. Matthew chapter 2, 7 through 11. Matthew chapter 2, 7 through 11. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent to them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." What a liar. He's a liar. He wanted to kill this Jesus. Of course, the wise man was smart. And after listening to the king, they went their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose before them until it came rest over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. They saw this baby Jesus. And going to the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And this is what they saw. Just like Peter, revealed by God, the Spirit of God, through His Word, by faith. What they saw, the wise man saw the truth about this baby Jesus. That He is indeed the Messiah. The King of Kings. You know, when people are anointed, when kings are anointed with oil, there is the Messiah. Gold, because Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Messiah, the Anointed One. That's what the Magi saw. Past the baby, past the flesh, past the baby, the Son of God wrapped in plain brown. Frankincense says, because they saw not just a special man, not just a teacher, not a great prophet like Moses or other prophets, not just a servant of God, but the Son of God in the flesh, the living God in the flesh. And this frankincense has the sweet aroma going to heaven, the very sweet fragrance from the Son to the Father in heaven. The third thing that the Magi saw, and they worshiped with great joy, was myrrh. And you know, I don't know what really myrrh is, but apparently they used myrrh in burial to embalm the dead. And what they saw by the Spirit, by the Word, they saw that this baby wrapped in plain brown paper, not just another human being that we would just ignore when he came here. They saw and worshiped this Jesus because he's the Lamb of God. There's the Lamb of God who will take away what? Finish it. The sin of the world. He saw that. By His life and His death and resurrection, they saw the truth about this Jesus. To come to live the life that you cannot live. To die the death that you could not die. And resurrect with Him. To live with Him forever in the kingdom of heaven. These men saw these truths about Christ. Revealed. Not by their own, because they're smart. Revealed to them from God in heaven. Church, I pray this Christmas season, listen up, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to your children too, youth group, college students and above, that you will see the truth about this Jesus. That the mercy of God will come to you quickly. By faith, through the Word of God. You know, if this is not you, and you have a pretty good judge of who you are. Remember, one of the ways that you can see the truth about Jesus, it's not because you neglect it. If you neglect this, if you don't read this, the hearing of it, you will not see the truth about Jesus. You won't. It comes through this book. If you do this, you'll never see the truth about Jesus. You have to read it. You have to hear it. I pray. I know even though you don't want to, may this sermon convict you. The worst thing you could do, young ones and old, is to close your book in 2021 to see the truth about Jesus. You just can't be like, oh, okay, you know, I don't know. I just want to wait until. No, that's how it works. Faith comes by hearing the word, the reading of the word, the hearing of the word. I pray that you too will see Jesus, just like Peter, just like the Magi, just like the shepherds, and many others. See the precious of who Jesus is, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, who is wrapped in plain brown paper, who's a non-factor in their lives. You know who you are. And that you would worship Jesus. He's a good news of great joy. That you will worship God in spirit and what? In truth this Christmas season. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, O Lord, I pray that you would have mercy on us again. You know the truth about ourselves. And often we can't even see the truth about us. Often we have bought the lies of the world, lies of Satan. We can't see. Christmas is all about Jesus, your Son. The center of the universe. The God of all gods. The maker of heaven and earth. The Son of the living God. The Messiah, the anointed one. Oh Lord, grant us faith to see. May we see more and more those who see Jesus as precious. May we see more and more of Jesus. That we might worship Him more, throwing ourselves in the hand of God. Have mercy. The passion that we need, the fervor of heart that we need. Oh Lord, help us now. Help this church. May they grow and passionate about knowing, increasing a knowledge of our Lord, of the Lord, of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Make that work real in our lives. Reveal more, Holy Spirit, the truth, the greatest treasure, that we might bow our knee to lies before this King. I pray.